Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode until the question-and-answer period. If you would like to ask a question at that time, please press star then one on your touch-tone phone. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Jarrett Potts. You may begin.
Hello, everyone. This is Jarrett Potts, your local storage evangelist. Today, we're going to be talking about Flash Copy Manager version 2.2 and kind of how it works technically as we are moving forward away from the old TDPs that we used to have, the TDP for copy services and advanced copy services. So with that, I'm going to turn this over to Oliver. Oliver is from Germany. He's been working on this for quite a while. Oliver, take it away.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jared. My name is Oliver Augenstein. I'm one of the Flash Copy Manager architects, and I want to give you an overview of what the product is. I start a little bit with the product functionality in a more general terms and then switch over at specific points in times into the new functions, what is new with Flash Copy Manager 2.2, and what we are going to, how you are going to use the product. If you jump directly to slide three, the agenda essentially is I will start with Flash Copy Manager 2.1, which was essentially setting the basic stage of the product. I give you a product overview, elaborate a little bit on the use cases. One of the main reasons that Flash Copy Manager is useful in your customer environments is that backups are getting more and more cumbersome due to the fact that the application size, database sizes are growing rapidly. So I'll show you how you can use Flash Copy Manager to give customers back more operational flexibility in running backups in a large database environment. I will show you how Flash Copy Manager helps to improve recovery times, speed up recovery, and thus allowing customers to meet more aggressive recovery time objectives. I will then speak a little bit more about the lower level details of which kind of recovery granularity Flash Copy Manager is offering and talk about supported environments. Once we are through the basic set of functions, I will talk about Flash Copy Manager 2.2, its functional enhancements, and the platform extensions that we were doing. A lot of Flash Copy Manager 2.2 is Unix-related because we were extending platforms to multiple other operating systems, but there will also be some Windows enhancements that I'm mentioning here. In the third section, I will talk a little bit about product details, showing you the Windows user interface, the Unix user interface, and talk about some future enhancements. And with that, I want to conclude the presentation. There is a summary section in the slides, but that is mainly meant for your reference. There are links in it that allow you to find further information on the IBM web. If you go to slide four, the Flash Copy Manager product is essentially a component that allows you to back up a set of applications such as Oracle, DB2, SAP, the large databases, as well as SQL Server and Exchange on Windows, using storage hardware snapshot or flash copy technology. So instead of moving data from A to B, which would be the traditional process of a backup that TSM was offering, Flash Copy Manager is just mediating between the application and the storage device in order to create an application-consistent backup of your data by requesting at the appropriate point in time a storage flash copy operation. So the operations are all very fast. You have very quick backups. You have very fast restores. From a functional perspective, from a, operational perspective, you get the same level of quality and robustness with regards to the backup functions that you are creating as if you would do a traditional backup to TSM. There is no scripting, and so there is nothing involved that makes this a more risky kind of an approach than traditional backups. in TSM. And we are offering this function, first of all, for mainly for the IBM hardware on the Windows, SVC, XIV, and DS8000. On Windows, as we are leveraging the Microsoft VSS technology, we will also be able to support other storage vendors that are adhering to the Microsoft interfaces. Flash Copy Manager is positioned as a standalone product that essentially can be used whenever you have the appropriate hardware and the one of the supported applications that you want to protect. In environments where TSM is present, Flash Copy Manager just provides you with additional values beyond the basic functions of allowing you to create snapshot backups and snapshot restores. It allows you to mount snapshots on Windows on the same or a secondary system, on Unix always on a secondary system, to move data to TSM from this machine without having the impact of reading all the data from disk impacting your production server. All the workflows are tightly integrated so that if you use the entire solution, you get a very comprehensive package that essentially provides a seamless transition or seamless staging of data from Flash Copy Manager to TSM. On slide 5, we are now moving a little bit through the backup use cases in more detail, what kind of functionalities you are getting. We start with kind of a traditional application environment, a typical database environment where you have a database that has a phase where users are actively using it and phases where you are doing maintenance operations such as, for instance, batch processing, batch updates, and things like that. The database is online 24 hours a day, but certainly during the times with high user interaction, you want to avoid maintenance processes to stay out of the picture. One of the maintenance processes you usually have in the traditional approach is the daily backup, an online backup operation that is reading all the data from the database and streaming it to TSM in case that you are using a TSM server in your environment. And obviously, the amount of time required for this operation scales, roughly speaking, with the size of the database. So if your database is growing, your backup window grows. You can try to shrink it again by adding additional resources, but the basic principle that a larger database takes longer to back up applies all the time. However, it is the large databases that have high availability demands from customers, and therefore you don't want them to have a long backup window. And this is exactly where Flash Copy Manager will help. So if you move to slide 6, you see essentially the very first value that Flash Copy Manager is giving you, namely that it allows you to offload the work for your tape backup to a secondary machine, which gives you more online hours on the production system. The beauty of this approach is that flash copy operations are virtual operations. They are based on storage virtualization technologies. There is, up on the time when the flash copy is created, there is no data movement from A to B. This is deferred to a later point in time, and therefore those operations are extremely rapid, and also they don't grow with your database. So when the database is doubled in size, there is no reason why the flash copy would take any longer due to this fact. So you have a very predictable backup time on your production system compared to the traditional approach. And afterwards, you have 24 hours to essentially move the data to a TSM server. Due to the flexibility you are getting on slide 7, you can see that you can now boost the number of backups that you are creating throughout the day. So since the backups are so impacting your production system almost not at all, essentially you can create flash copies during the online windows. You can plan them at times when it is appropriate with regards to your business procedures. For instance, you may decide that in order to reduce the amount of log volume that you need to apply during recovery, that you create a flash copy between the batch update and batch processing phase, or whenever you think it is useful to create a backup for business reasons. You do not have to move all the backups to TSM, which would then give you the ability to have more recovery points and thus reducing essentially the recovery times and giving you a better level of protection of your environment. On slide 8, you see, and this is mainly a Unix slide, that we actually have taken this freedom that you were getting with offloading the backup to a secondary system a step further. On Unix, we allow you to actually schedule the tape backup or the backup to TSM totally independent of the times when you are creating the flash copies, which gives you the ability essentially that you can plan the tape backups according to availability of tape resources while you are still doing your actual flash copy backups or the point selection of the point in times that you want to protect based on business decisions that are driven and governed from your production operational planning on the production system. We are also capitalizing on the fact that the flash copy image which we are mounting at the secondary machine and moving to TSM is not changing once the flash copy process is complete, which allows us that if for any reason your tape backup fails and some data has already been successfully transferred, you can rerun the operation and we are just sending the remainder of the data that has not yet been committed at TSM. That can be quite useful if you as an operator, for instance, come in the morning time and learn you have successfully moved 90% of your data, but the remainder 10% are still left. You can essentially rerun the operation and get a complete backup, which in traditional means doing from production would not be possible because your users are already back online. On slide 9, we are now switching from the additional flexibility that you are gaining at backup time and talk more about recovery concerns, speeding up your recovery time. As all the operations at backup time, you have seen already, flash copies or snapshot techniques are rather quick. We can also benefit from this fact at restore time. So instead of doing a flash copy from your production volumes to your backup volumes, we are now switching direction, roughly speaking, and create a flash copy or from a target volume to a production volume, or we revert the flash copy, the prior flash copy. That depends on the kind of storage technology we are using. In either case, this operation, again, is very quick because it is done virtually at first. Your database is getting online and sees immediately the reverted state of your system, and all the background data movement happens under the covers. So with that approach, you are getting to restore times that are far lower than the traditional restore times that you are having from a traditional tape approach. The slide here lists a little bit of comparison of the typical backup duration that we are seeing in an end-to-end process from flash copy operations versus tape operations. Since Flash Copy Manager is essentially querying your production system to identify all the volumes that need to be protected during all operations, there's a little bit of a phase where Flash Copy Manager is performing operations, but your database is still 100% active and not degraded. At some point in time, once we have inspected the environmental topology and are ready to create a flash copy, then we prepare the database. Yeah? Was there a question? Okay, then I continue. Once we are at the point that we know the environmental topology and we are ready to create a flash copy or a snapshot of the environment, we at this instant in time, we are telling the application, now we are ready, prepare yourself, shoot a snapshot, and resume the application afterwards. This is an operation that usually takes much less than a minute to complete, and this is the time that the user sees a possible degradation of the application. We are doing all the preparational work before to ensure that we create a consistent backup of your system, because whenever you are adding additional storage to your database due to its database growth or so, we need to make sure that we are capturing those environmental changes and update our operations accordingly. And there's almost no CPU load during those operations, while in case of a tape backup, a traditional tape backup, there's often quite a heavy CPU load in addition to the I.O. bandwidth that you are losing due to the fact that the system is essentially reading all your data from disk. The restore window is similarly rather quick. If we are reverting the flash copy, that is the operation we call instant restore, which is supported for all IBM hardware that Flash Copy Manager is providing. In this case, there's certainly all the inspection efforts that we are doing is counted against the restore operation, so it takes roughly 10 minutes, typically independent more or less of the size of your application. For Windows environments, due to the fact that the VSS architecture allows us to support non-IBM hardware, we are also offering an approach that is called Fast Restore, which is an approach that you can use for non-IBM hardware that would otherwise not be possible for us, for which we cannot take the instant restore because this is not yet part of the Microsoft VSS specification. In that case, we are mounting the snapshot and essentially copying data back. This operation you have all the time for all Flash Copy Manager backups, whether it's IBM hardware or non-IBM hardware. There, you are paying the penalty of the data movement. For IBM hardware, we have the additional extensions beyond the traditional VSS approach that allow us to provide you with the instant restore, which is simply much faster. So this is the functionality that Flash Copy Manager gives you in your environment. In addition to the traditional TSM approach, we view Flash Copy Manager as a technology that should always be complemented with a traditional backup for longer-term retention, for, let's say, audit safety. At some point in time, you need to create an archive of your environment that you need to retain for multiple years. But it is, if you are using Flash Copy Manager, the recovery path that you are taking almost all of your time. So the goal is once you are using Flash Copy Manager in a traditional environment, in addition to the traditional backup technology, most of your backups and all of your backups and most of your restores will essentially be coordinated through Flash Copy Manager. If you now move on to slide 10, I want to spend a minute talking about restore capabilities of Flash Copy Manager. The fact that Flash Copy Manager operates at a volume level and not at a file level has an implication on the granularity of data that can be moved. Let's say you have 10 files in a file system residing on a volume. Then the Flash Copy operation or the snapshot operation will always process all 10 files at the same time. This is good for backup. At backup time, the database resides in a bunch of file systems. We create a snapshot of those, and we are having instantaneously a copy of all this data. At restore time, this is often wanted if you want to bring your entire application back. But there are situations where you may want just to restore one of the files or a portion of the data within a file and not override the remainder of the data. This is for databases a partial restore scenario. That is hard to support at a volume level, since the volume operations are simply not suitable for processing fractions of a volume. Therefore, the main scenarios that we are supporting for our databases and the scenarios that Flash Copy Manager is designed to use is essentially processing the entire database at backup time and restoring the entire database, the full database restore. Depending on the concrete application we are supporting, that may be your own, a one and only solution that Flash Copy Manager is supporting. In some other cases, we offer final level granularity operations for possibly the penalty that we cannot perform the restore at a volume level, and thus there will be some data movement involved that you have to await to complete before you can use your data. The most important exception to this rule, from my perspective, is the exchange world. In the exchange world, the use case scenario that customers want to restore a portion of an exchange server, mainly a mailbox, a mail file, or something within a mail folder of a particular user, is much more prominent than in case of when a table space restore of a database or something. So here, Flash Copy Manager provides a very broad set of functions that allow you to restore, first locate and afterwards restore a certain subset of your data. Of course, for the penalty that this data needs to be moved, but the advantage certainly is that since it's not a large amount of data, these operations tend to be complete rather quickly. On slide 11, I want to conclude with the current platform support of Flash Copy Manager 2.1, which is heavily extended with the next release. Essentially, 2.1 was supporting all IBM storage. That was the initial statement. There are two lines added in red. Those were changes that we were announcing recently, so you may not be aware of those changes. For Windows, we are now opening up the support for all IBM for all storage devices that adhere to the Microsoft VSS specification and essentially come with the VSS provider. And in particular, we test, in addition to our own hardware in the lab, with the Microsoft system provider, which essentially gives you a software solution that works totally independent of the underlying disk subsystem. I don't want to go through the details of the applications that we were supporting with Flash Copy Manager 2.1, except that it was Windows Exchange and on Windows Exchange and SQL Server, and on AIX, Oracle, DB2, and SAP. We were supporting virtual environments in the Windows world, VMware and Hyper-V, whenever the VSS provider was providing this capability, and on AIX, Flash Copy Manager was fully supporting the VIO technology of PServer. We are now moving to the next section, enhancements that we were introducing with Flash Copy Manager 2.2, slide 12. I will start with new functions that you are getting with Flash Copy Manager 2.2 and then conclude this section with the platform extensions that we are offering. On slide 13, you see one of the new use cases that we are adding. This is a functionality that we are in the version 2.2 release offering only for Unix environments. It is database cloning. Roughly speaking, you can view a database clone from a technical perspective as a flash copy backup, except that we are now mounting this backup at a secondary system, recovering it at this machine, give it a new identity, and use it for some other purpose. In the industry, there is a strong reason for doing cloning. four databases, four mission-critical databases, and this is, for instance, if you have an important production system, before you are rolling out a change to this production system, you want to test whether this change really works or has some problems in your environment or not by applying this change to a clone, which would then in this case be a QA system or a pre-production system, evaluate if the change works, and then once you are happy, you are rolling out the change to production. In development and test environments, there's also a heavy need for cloning. Many customers want to create test instances quickly or provision new development systems quickly, and these are all scenarios where in the field cloning is used. The last use case, which is quite important but a little bit of a special area, is provisioning education systems, for instance, if a tutor wants to give a class. There is a traditional way for cloning where you have a production system and a QA system, for instance. Customers tend to set up those environments once and keep them around statically, and once in a while they want to refresh their QA system with new production data. And the traditional approach for doing so is to prepare the clone system to receive new data. That typically means things like extracting information about users that are authorized to access the system or other kind of information that is special to the QA system. Afterwards, they are creating from their production system a traditional backup, often in slightly different manners than the traditional and the regular tape backups, prepare the clone system, restore the database to the clone system, perform cleanup and post-processing steps. If we talk to our SAP customers, this end-to-end process often spends 3 days up to a week. The goal with Flash Copy Manager is to help accelerating this process. We do not offer you out-of-the-box scripts and utilities for a specific application environment, but what we offer you is the fully automated creation of a clone, database clone, which means we are creating a flash copy backup of your production system, including the online logs of your database, mount it on a secondary system, recover the database, and afterwards give it a new identity by renaming it system ID. To surround this process, we give you the ability to invoke pre-processing scripts, shell scripts, SQL scripts, and other scripts, and post-processing scripts where you can place your application-specific pre- and post-processing operations in order to get an end-to-end cloning for your entire system. This functionality is new for Flash Copy Manager 2.2. Another functionality that we're introducing in the Unix environments you will find on slide 14. We were getting quite a few requests from customers that Flash Copy Manager is great for Oracle or for SAP or for DB2, but they wanted to be able to protect other applications on Unix that were not just those three. And so they came to us, I have this homegrown application and how do I protect it? And for that reason, we have now introduced an agent that we call Flash Copy Manager for Custom Applications. It is a very simple utility. You invoke it. You can do backups, restores, inquires, deletes with this utility. You tell it essentially a list of files or file systems that it needs to process, and it is essentially mapping those files to the underlying storage volumes, creates a flash copy of the volumes, makes sure that the file system is frozen before that point in time, and performs a very consistent kind of a backup image of those file systems, yet giving you the ability to provide a customized script to quiet your application before the actual copy operation and to resume your application afterwards. if this is needed in your environment. In order to give you an idea how you can use this custom application, Flash Copy Manager 2.2 comes with a, let's say, reference implementation for DB2H ADR environments. That is quite an important use case since currently DB2H ADR systems, which are well adopted in DB2 environments due to their simplicity for setting up a high availability environment, are hard to back up. With Flash Copy Manager 2.2, you can essentially install it on a DB2H ADR target and create flash copy backups of that system and even tape backups, which was not possible at all in prior times. If you now switch to slide 15, we are now moving to the platform extensions that we are introducing with Flash Copy Manager 2.2. I went roughly through the functional enhancements that we were giving to you on Unix, on AIX, at the time of Flash Copy Manager 2.1, but we are now also adding Linux and Solaris support, so you now have the ability to run all the functions I've shown you above on three operating systems, AIX, Linux, and Solaris. This is true for the database cloning as well as for the custom application as well as for SAP, Oracle, and Exchange. There were some minor enhancements on Unix as well as to ensure that we are coordinating better with SVC to ensure that if SVC expires certain space-efficient flash copy targets, that we are reflecting those changes in the Flash Copy Manager repository. But these are functionalities that customers would typically not notice. In the Windows world, there was a very heavily wanted customer requirement, and we were seeing this in a very active beta participation on the Windows side, namely that we are now supporting Microsoft Exchange 2010. This was not an easy task for us because Microsoft changed a lot of its backup interfaces with that release. We are also supporting the latest levels of SQL Server. And in order to speed up the individual mailbox restore for Exchange servers, we were introducing some significant performance enhancements. Those performance enhancements mainly apply to the kind of, to the approach how we are indexing the data at backup time, and they are in fact not accelerating your restore, they are accelerating your backup operations, and I think in our own lab we have seen a performance boost of a factor of 10 or something in that range. Also on Windows, with SVC 5.1, we were supporting space-efficient flash copy, but with Flash Copy Manager 2.1, we were limited to one backup generation. Now, Flash Copy Manager 2.2 allows you to create multiple space-efficient backup generations and with SVC. For XIV, this was possible all the time. Slide 16 goes into a little bit more detail on the volume managers and operating system levels that Flash Copy Manager is supporting on Linux and Solaris. I want to skip this slide, but it may be useful for your reference if in case that you are asked by a customer. We are now moving on slide 17 to the third section of my talk. This is essentially to give you an idea how the product looks like. I will show you some screenshots on Windows, some screenshots on Unix, and then we are talking also a little bit about the future direction of Flash Copy Manager. Slide 18, the architecture of the Windows client is important to understand, is based on Microsoft VSS. Flash Copy Manager is a component that provides one portion of the entire backup solution, namely it provides a VSS requester. The VSS requester will communicate with the VSS service coming from the operating system, which in turn will mediate between the requester, the application, and the storage device, both of which need to provide a component that can talk to the VSS service as well. the application provides a VSS writer, and the storage provides a VSS provider. This functionality works great for the backups. It also works great for offloaded backups and for the ability to mount a snapshot and copy data back using the fast restore approach, where we are really using kind of a copy function to get the data back. It does not work for the instant restore, where we at restore time revert this flash copy or snapshot operation, and for that, Flash Copy Manager has introduced an extension to the VSS interfaces and bypasses the VSS interfaces, but this portion of this extension is storage agnostic and works only with IBM hardware. As long as you do not use Instant Restore, you are free to use non-IBM hardware or even file system snapshots and still leverage Flash Copy Manager. Slide 19 gives you an idea how the Windows user interface looks like. This is already introduced to Flash Copy Manager 2.1. We were essentially integrating Flash Copy Manager into the Microsoft Management Console, so it's an MMC user interface. On slide 19, you see the dashboard view, which essentially provides you with a summary of the operations that were going on this machine. Slide 20 shows you a configuration wizard that you will usually not invoke often. It is essentially used to set up Flash Copy Manager at first. Since on Windows we are just providing you with the VSS request portion of the work, we cannot install the VSS providers, for instance, that you need for your particular storage. But what we do and check is to ensure that those components are installed and set up and configured correctly. Slide 21 shows you the operational user interfaces through which you can execute backup and restore commands. For those of you who are familiar with TSM, those user interfaces should look quite familiar. They are similar to the prior TDP for Exchange and TDP for Mail and TDP for SQL user interfaces. They are launched from the MMC, so they are invoked through the MMC, but they are not yet fully integrated with it. That is a future line item that we are planning to accomplish in the next release, which would then give you the ability to also operate Flash Copy Manager through a remote MMC console. Slide 22 shows you that you are having no operational changes once you are adding TSM to your picture. For TSM customers, Flash Copy Manager looks identical, except that you are getting an additional set of backup and restore options that you were not getting in Flash Copy Manager standalone environments. And those options essentially encounter all the operations that would involve a TSM server, like offloaded backups or restore from TSM. Slide 23 is a screenshot of the individual mailbox restore panel. It works across TSM and Flash Copy Manager backups, so you can select users, filters, apply filters to the mailbox of a user, and restore portions of a mailbox into different locations on the Exchange server, for instance, into a subfolder at the user's directory, or send the user a mail with the data. So there are various ways how you can get the data back for a user based for the individual mailbox restore. Slide 24 is now a switch to the Unix architecture. On Unix, there is nothing like VSS, which means that Flash Copy Manager needs to provide all the functionality for you. Therefore, we are always tied to the underlying storage hardware. We provide you with a bunch of application agents that know how to protect a specific application. Typically, those agents plug into the application and are not operated directly. Instead, you are using your application to run the operations. So for DB2, for instance, there is a DB2 backup command, or there is a DBA cockpit through which you can operate Flash Copy Manager. For SAP, there is a CCMS interface through which you can operate SAP backups, or a BR Tools interface through which you could operate it. In the Oracle case, this is the one and only exception. We are deviating from this approach and provide our own agent, simply because Oracle is not offering a native interface that would allow us to protect Oracle ASM environments, and we wanted to support those. For the custom applications, we have our own user interface, obviously. We don't know under which applications we need to subordinate ourselves. Then there will be a management layer that is typically not used directly. It is just running in the background to mediate between the application and the storage device. There is one executable that you may occasionally use to mount snapshots at a remote server or to trigger clones, which is called the FCM CLI. This is a proprietary interface that is not driven or executed through the application. And then on the storage side, we have adapters to various storage hardwares. Those are typically invisible for you. They are there, but you are not using them directly. Slide 25 shows you how the integration with SAP would look like, for instance. So you would operate Flash Copy Manager from within the SAP application. DB2 would be quite similar to that. In the Oracle case, on the next slide, we are just showing you essentially the command line output that Flash Copy Manager is creating, as we do not have an Oracle-specific interface that is driving our operations. In this case, the consoles that we are providing are command line based or shell based, so they do not require you to install an X server on your Oracle system. Slide 27 goes in a little more detail through the cloning process. There is a command line interface for creating clones or refreshing an existing clone with new data from the production system. The process that is performed or executed during the cloning starts with invoking a pre-processing script at the clone system, then creating a snapshot backup of your database, including the transaction logs, mounting it at the remote site and recovering it, and afterwards rename the database to give it a new identity that is different from the production system. Once this step is accomplished, we give you the ability to execute post-processing steps that you can provide to us. And typically, you can provide those scripts in a way that you can come up with an end-to-end workflow where the create clone or refresh clone will essentially bring you with a single command and a new clone system up and operational. With that, I want to conclude my presentation and thank you for your attendance, and I would like to open up for questions here.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please dial *1. Once in queue, you may withdraw your question by dialing *2. Again, *1 for questions, please. One moment. We do have a question from Brad Tidd. Your line is open.
Hi. If you're currently licensed for TDP, for ACS, for MySAP, when you upgrade to 6, does the license cover getting this product?
Let me try to rephrase the question. Is the question if TSM for ACS customers are entitled to migrate to Flash Copy Manager or to upgrade to Flash Copy Manager?
Okay, yes.
Yeah. The short answer is yes, there is a migration path. I think there you need to check with your exactly how this process works. I'm a development person. I cannot tell you exactly how the terms and conditions are, but there is definitely an upgrade path that allows TSM for ACS customers to move to Flash Copy Manager, and we want to strongly encourage this step.
This is Jared Potts. If you want me to send you the upgrade path in writing, just drop me a note on pottsj@us.ibm.com, and I'll get that directly to you.
Thanks.
No problem.
The next is from John Miller. Your line is open.
Yes. I was under the impression that there were enhancements for Flash Copy Manager to work with VMware environments, and I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about those capabilities and how they work.
Okay. With regards to VMware environments, Flash Copy Manager 2.2 does not offer you new functionality. You can use Flash Copy Manager from within a VMware guest to create Flash Copy backups of your application if the VSS provider for your particular storage device is supporting operations within a virtual machine, or if you are using the VSS system the Microsoft VSS system provider, which creates your file system snapshots. We are having on the roadmap for next year plans and firm plans to provide you with VMware support in a way that we essentially treat an entire ESX server or even a farm of ESX servers as, let's say, an application at itself, where you are essentially then be able to create flash copies of VMFS file systems, which then host a bunch of virtual machines. In this case, we would coordinate with VMware to give you consistent backups of those virtual machines, similar to database backups that we are offering you today. We are creating snapshots of a bunch of virtual machines. We are allowing you to restore them. In this case, most often you would restore individual elements of a VMFS, which would mean individual virtual machines. You would not be required to install Flash Copy Manager inside the virtual machine to leverage this function. But this functionality is not available today. This is a major item for the next year.
Yeah, we really do need that capability as soon as possible, so I appreciate you clarifying that.
There will be a beta program for this functionality. It has not yet started, of course, because we are just ramping up the development work for that. But if you are interested and have customers who would like to participate, please send me a note, and we make sure that those customers will be included in the beta program.
Okay. All right.
And maybe just one additional comment here. We intend to engage customers early in the program to get some feedback and ensure that we are really meeting the customer requirements. That is an important paradigm for the entire Flash Copy Manager development, that we want to do it closely with customers.
All right, and any idea when the beta program would start?
There are not yet firm dates for that.
Okay.
But the functionality, the product availability is targeted for next year. So this will be our next major release.
Okay.
Are you ready for your next question?
Yep.
Okay. The next question comes from Cyrus. Your line is open.
Hi, Oliver. This is Cyrus. I have a quick question for you, and the question is on slide 14. You showed a support for custom applications, and you mentioned that there's a list of files that's being transmitted. And I'm wondering how you transmit that list of files. Is that a predefined file? Because I can't find it in the command.
You would essentially specify a predefined list of files in the profile of Flash Copy Manager. It will be a separate file where you are providing us this list because it can be long, but it will be typically a static list. You can change it, but if you are really protecting an application or a file system, this list is kind of static. you can give us directories or mount points, and we would then process the underlying directories tree as part of this operation. So you don't need to update it simply because you are adding a new file.
Great, thank you. I might have a question for my audience. I'm sitting here with the Northeast IoT team. Okay, the question I got from the audience is that custom application support Unix only, or is it also on Windows?
As of today, it's Unix only.
Any other questions? All right, thank you.
Sure.
There are no other questions in queue at this time.
Okay. If there are no further questions, then thank a lot for your attendance. And, I hope that this was useful information to you, and I hope that you will enjoy the product.
Everyone, you will also be getting a sales flash about the recording of this and where it will be available for replays for others in your groups or within your company to listen to. Thank you, everyone, and have a wonderful day.
This concludes today's conference. You may disconnect at this time. Thank you.